Lannister studied his face. "Yes," he said, "I can see it. You have more of the North in you than your brothers."
"Half-brothers," John corrected. He was pleased by the dwarf's comment, but he tried not to let it show.
"Let me give you some counsel, bastard," Lannister said. "Never forget what you are, for surely the world will not. Make it your strength, then it can never be your weakness. Armour yourself in it, and it will never be used to hurt you."
John was in no mood for anyone's counsel. "What do you know about being a bastard?"
"Oh, all dwarfs are bastards in their father's eyes."
"You are your mother's true-born son of Lannister."
"Am I?" the dwarf replied sardonically. "Do tell my lord father. My mother died birthing me, and he's never been sure."
"I don't even know who my mother was," John said.
"Some woman, no doubt. Most of them are."
He favoured John with a rueful grin.
"Remember this, boy. All dwarfs may be bastards, yet not all bastards need be dwarfs."
And with that, he turned and sauntered back into the feast, whistling a tune. When he opened the door, the light from within threw his shadow clear across the yard, and for just a moment, Tyrion Lannister stood tall as a king.